I want to thank the Lord for the beautiful song that the choir just presented. May we all be ready for our Lord's return. His glorious return. This morning I would like to speak to you on the topic, living by the Spirit. And the passage that we will be looking at is Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 25.
我们所念的主要的经文是在加拉太书第5章第16节到25节。
So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
加拉太书第5章第16节，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。情欲的事都是显而易见的。 就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、嫉恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。 圣灵所结的果子就是仁义、喜爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。凡属基督耶稣的，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事，不要贪图虚名。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you this morning and we desire to worship you and praise you.
亲爱的天父, 我们今天来到你的面前, 我们要敬拜你, 我们要称颂你。
We thank you most of all, Father, for giving us your one and only Son, Jesus.
我们最要感激你的就是你把你唯一的爱子
Lord, through his death on the cross and his resurrection, all who believe in him will become your children.
借着他在十字架上的受死以及复活，凡是信靠耶稣基督的人就必进入永生。
And one day we will be with you in heaven.
也有一天我们要在天上与你永远在一起。
But Lord, for those who have received Jesus,
那些已经接受耶稣基督的人,
while we are here on this earth,
当我们还在世上活着的时候,
we are to live godly lives that are pleasing to you.
我们应该过着一个蒙你喜悦的圣洁的生活。
And as we see from the passage this morning, that we are to live these lives under the guidance and the power of the and by the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们刚才所念的经文告诉我们，我们在世上活着的时候，我们要顺着圣灵而活。
Please speak to us through your word this morning.
求主借着你的话对我们说话。
Draw us closer to you.
让我们越更加的亲近你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们将祷告感谢是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
In Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, it begins by saying, So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
加拉太书第五章第十六节这么说，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
All true believers have the Holy Spirit dwelling within them.
真正的信徒每一位都有圣灵住在他的心里。
If you do not, then you do not yet belong to Jesus.
如果没有圣灵住在你的心里，那么这个表示你还不属于基督耶稣。
We see this in Romans chapter 8, verse 9.
我们可以这个道理我们可以从罗马书第八章第九节看得到。
Where Paul says, you, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ.
罗马书第八章第九节保罗这么说，如果神的灵住在你们里面，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。基督若在你们里面，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。
Is that right?
I read the 10.
Oh, you read 10. Okay. The Bible tells us that there is a struggle going on between our old sinful nature and our new divine nature that is given to us by God when we receive Jesus.
圣经告诉我们，当我们接受主耶稣基督以后，神的性情就是神性就进入我们的心中。那么，我们一直，我们原有的人性跟神性一直会彼此争竞，彼此征战。
And this new nature that we receive, which is under the control of the Holy Spirit, makes us hate sin and love God.And desire to draw close to him.
这个圣灵所赐给我们从神而来的性情，会让我们爱神，会让我们愿意听他的话，会让我们愿意亲近神。
We still continue to live in this physical body as long as we are on earth.
但是我们只要还在世上活着，我们还是在。肉体，我们的肉体还是活着。
This physical body itself is not sinful; it is neutral.
这个我们的肉体，本身，不是没有罪，它是中立的，它是中性的。
The issue, though, is which nature is in control of what we are doing with this physical body.
问题的关键在，到底是我们的老我的人性。还是圣灵所掌管的神性来管制我们。
When the Holy Spirit is in control of what we do with our body, then we are living by the Spirit.
当圣灵在我们的心中掌管我们的心思意念、言语行为的时候，我们就是顺着圣灵而行。
When our old nature, which Satan influences and acts upon, is in control of what we do with our body,
我们原来的老我的人性罪性撒旦控制了影响了而且动工那么如果我们顺着他而行我们就还活在罪中
Then we are doing as verse 15 says gratifying the desires of our sinful nature
那么我们如果这么做我们就是顺从放纵肉体的情欲顺从情欲而活。
In Ephesians 5:18, it says, Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery or wild living. Instead, be filled with the Spirit.
以弗所书第五章第十八节这么说，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
And a believer needs to be consistently filled with the Holy Spirit, which means to live under the control of the Holy Spirit.
一个信徒应该是一致的，一贯的，总是被圣灵充满，意思就是说，在圣灵的管理之下过日子。
Even as Ephesians 5:18 tells us that wine is a controlling agent of our body and mind.
以弗所书第五章第十八节告诉我们，酒可以控制我们的心灵。
The Holy Spirit is to be the controlling agent of our new life in Christ.
那么相反的，圣灵会充满控制，可以控制我们的新生命。新生活。
To give you just maybe a couple examples of, to illustrate these two natures that a believer has within him.
我们现在来举几个例子来说明一下这个道理。
These two natures have been described like, the new nature has been described like a sheep.
这个新的性情就是从神而来的性情，有人把它比作羊。
A sheep is a clean animal that does not like to eat garbage or to wallow in the mud like a pig.
羊是一个生性爱干净的动物，它不会在吃垃圾或者是在泥中打滚。
The sheep acts in this way because that is the nature of the sheep.
羊之所以这么做，那是因为那是它的本性。
The pig wallows in the mud no matter what you do to him because that is its nature.
猪呢，不管你怎么教它，它还是喜欢在泥中打滚，因为这是它的本性。
This is like our old nature.
这就是像我们的老我的性情。
As it says in 2 Peter 2:22, it says, a sow that is washed goes back to her wallowing in the mud.
就像彼得后书第二章第二节，第二章第二十二节，说，第二部分，这么说，猪洗净了，又回到泥里去滚。
The new nature and old nature have also been likened or compared to two dogs, one good and one bad.
这个老我的性情跟从神而来新的性情也被比喻成两只。两条狗。
The one you feed is the one that will grow stronger.
有一只是你所喂食的狗，它会越长越强壮。
Whenever we choose to be obedient to God, that is feeding the new nature.
每一次我们选择听从圣灵的带领，听从神的话而行的时候，就好像是用属灵的食物喂食我们的新的。本性。
And it becomes stronger.
那么我们的新的从神而来的本性 whenever, 性情就越来越强。
Whenever we choose to be disobedient to God, we are feeding our old nature and it becomes stronger.
那么如果我们选择不听神的话，我们就像是喂食我们的老我的性情，那么我们的老我就越来越强。
Which nature is stronger in our lives will depend on the pattern of our life.
这两种性情，哪一种性情会越来越强？这完全取决于我们自己的选择跟决定。
At least in large part.
至少在多在大部分而言是这么样。
And because of this conflict of natures within the believer, this is why a believer has such a struggle with what he or she should do or not do.
因为这两种性情在信徒的心中相争，所以信徒都会有挣扎，到底他们应该顺服哪种感动而行。
The person who has not yet received Jesus does not constantly have that struggle going on inside them.
一位还没有接受耶稣基督的人可能不会有这么强烈的感动这种挣扎在他的心里。
Because they do not have the Holy Spirit dwelling within them.
因为他们还没有圣灵住在他们心中。
I recently spoke with a young man.
我最近有机会跟一个年轻人谈话。
Who will be entering college this fall?
他今年夏天
会
上大学。
And this is a young man that basically grew up in the church.
这个年轻人基本上他是在教会长大的。
And considered himself to be a Christian.
他自认为他是基督徒。
And recently he came to speak to me.
最近他有一次找我谈话。
And he says that I don't understand this, but just within like the last year, it seems like the Holy Spirit has been working in my life.
他说我不明白这个在过去一年好像圣灵在我心中动工。
And I said, in what way?
那我就问他圣灵是怎么在你心中动工呢？
And this actually surprised me because this was a person where over the years that he was going to church, you never...There was never really any indication that the person was, had the new life within him.
他这么跟我说，我有点惊讶，因为多年来他一直到教会来，所以我很难想象是最近这一年他才感觉到圣灵在他心中动工。
And he said that just within the last year, the Holy Spirit has convicted me that my attitudes toward what my unbelieving friends are doing has changed. What has convicted me that what I'm doing, needs to change.
他说过去这一年圣灵责备我，他让我对我的那些不信主的朋友的看法有改变了。圣灵也责备我。让我觉应该过一种新的生活。
And convicting me that I just need to be more serious with God. I feel that I need to just, I want to read the Bible every day now, not only morning, but also every night, and also pray.
圣灵责备我说我应该越更加的亲近神，我应该更爱他。我应该读经，不仅仅是早晨读经，我晚上也应该读经等等。
And I said, do you know about when this began?
我就问他，你知道你感觉到圣灵的感动是什么时候开始的吗？
And what I discovered that it began about a year ago at last year's gospel camp.
然后我就发现圣灵开始在他心中动工，他感觉到是在大概一年以前，他在参加了福音营。
He said that at last year's gospel camp, he heard Brother Alex speaking, and he was convicted of his need, deeply convicted of his need for Jesus.
他说，上一次他参加福音营，他听到 Alex 弟兄讲道，那个时候圣灵就让他。感动他，让他应该认真的，更认真，更严肃的，追求神。
And he said that when Alex asked people to stand up who wanted to receive Jesus, I wanted to stand up, but I was too embarrassed, so I didn't stand up, but I prayed to receive Jesus at that moment.
他说那个时候 Alex 要求还没信主的朋友们站起来。表示愿意接受神。他说那个时候我很想站起来，但是我觉得很不好意思，所以我就没有站起来，但是我在心中向神祷告。
And that was the turning point in his life.
那个是他生命中的转捩点。
Before year after year, he was asked, are you ready to be baptized? Are you willing to be baptized?
多年来别人都问他，你准备好了受洗吗？
He would always say, I'm not ready yet.
那么他的回答总是我还没准备好受洗。
I just want to say, brothers and sisters, if there is someone who professes to be a believer year after year says, I'm not ready to be baptized, something is not right.
我想借这个机会提醒各位，如果你自认为是基督徒，但是你一直拖延不愿意受洗，这个表示你跟神之间的关系有问题。
This person came up to me now and said, I want to be baptized.
这位年轻人到我面前跟我说，我要受洗。
That's the work of the Holy Spirit.
这完全是圣灵的工作。
In verse 17 of Galatians 5, it says, "For the sinful that the sinful nature and the new nature, which is controlled by the Spirit, it says that they are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want."
加拉太书第五章第十七节告诉我们，我们的罪性老我跟新的生命，就是在圣灵的掌管之下的生命相争，因为这两个是彼此相敌的，所以结果就是我们想做什么事情，但是我们做不出来。
In other words, we don't have the power by ourselves to just say no to what we should do.
换句话说，我们自己没有这个能力对我们所不愿意做的事情说不。
And we won't read it because of time, but if you look in Romans chapter 5, verses 15 and 19, Warren Wiersbe says that this is the struggle that, or the problem that believers have.
我们因为时间的关系我们不念了，但是请自己看罗马书第五章第十五节到第十九节，那儿告诉我们这样的挣扎是一个信徒常常会经验到的。
Paul is not saying that we can never have victory over sin in our lives.
保罗没有告诉我们说我们不论什么时候我们的圣灵都会获胜。
But he is simply saying that we cannot win this victory by our own strength and by our own sheerly, you know, just by our own will.
保罗的意思只是说我们不能靠自己的力量获得胜利，必须靠圣灵的能力。
We need to depend on Jesus during those times where we are tempted to do what is according to our sinful nature.
所以，当我们遇到挑战，当我们的想要跟按照我们的老我的本性去做犯罪的时候，我们需要寻求主耶稣基督的帮助。
When the Holy Spirit during those times is telling us what we should do in a manner that is always consistent with God's word, but the temptations can be so strong.
圣灵按照神的话会告诉我们当怎么做，当怎么思想。但是很多时候我们必须靠主耶稣基督来让我们胜过试探。
It is during those times that we need to turn to Jesus.
在强烈的试探之下，我们必须要转向主耶稣基督寻求帮助。
And ask him for the strength of will to obey the prompting of the Holy Spirit.
请主耶稣赐给我们坚强的意志力，让我们能够听从圣灵的感动。
And Jesus will give us the strength to obey him by the power of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣会差遣圣灵来帮助我们顺从他的旨意。
So the same Holy Spirit that leads us to obey God can also give us the power to do so.
所以圣灵不但能够让我们知道当知道怎么样才是顺服神的话而行，同时他会赐给我们能力让我们行得出来。
Let's go on to verses 19 to 21.
我们现在来看第十九节到二十一节。
In these verses, Paul gives us a list of sins that are an expression of our sinful nature.
在这里头保罗很具体的指出几样好几样的罪，这个罪是表示我们心里的罪性。
And anytime we manifest any of these sins in our lives, we are gratifying the desires of the sinful nature rather than our new nature.
每当我们在我们的生活上表现出这样的罪的时候，这就是我们在满足我们肉体的情欲。
These are sins that are very serious in the eyes of God.
在神的眼中，这些罪是非常严重的。
Because verse 21 tells us that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
因为第二十一节告诉我们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
And Paul was telling the believers in Galatia that these are sins that not only will impact your individual lives, but these sins will also impact the church, the body of Christ.
保罗在加拉太书告诉信徒们说，这些罪不只能够影响你个人的生活，而且会对教会的群体的生活造成很大的伤害。
And impact both you and the church in a negative manner.
这样的对个人以及对教会所造成的影响是负面的。
I think this list of sins, some of them are pretty self-explanatory.
我想在这个名单这个单子里头所列出的这些罪，很多都是一看就知道的，就明白的。
But let me just pick out a few to define, because it may not be that clear.
我现在就想找指出其中的几个不那么明显的罪来说一说。
One of them is debauchery, which is basically wild living or openly indulging in sexual sins without any restraint.
第一个其中的一个就是所谓的邪荡，就是第三个罪。这个意思就是过着一个放荡的生活，不受圣灵的约束。
Discord is referring to a selfish rivalry or competition with others. This is out of selfish ambition, you know, you quarreling and out of, you know, with quarreling and jealousy.
纷争就是与别人争吵，这个出发点是以自我为中心。
And selfish ambition is when you try to get ahead at the expense of others for your own glory or your own recognition, and this can apply to your work, at school, and even at church.
这个异端，不是。
No, selfish ambition.
嫉妒。No, 对，嫉妒。嫉妒的意思就是为了自己的利益，不惜去去打倒别人。
Dissensions is referring to strong disagreements resulting in divisions, especially within the body of Christ.
Dissension, 一二。
Dissensions, right before factions and envy. It's at the end of verse 20. The two that are right at the end of verse 20. Dissensions.
Yes, dissension. What is dissension?
Strong disagreements.
这个异端就是与别人的意见很强烈的不同。
And factions is taking it one step further when you are actually looking for people within the church to take your side and creating groups against others. Factions. That's end of verse 20.
那是异端 right. 异端就是 ，sorry，what is factions？ 异
，I need help here.
结党也是结党。
Okay.
好，结党就是就是希望别人站在你的一边。
And then you create groups actually within the church. It causes divisions within the church.
在教会里头，成立建立小圈子。
Now, as we look at this list of sins, there is a tendency to focus on the ones that we feel are really bad.
当我们看这一连串的罪的时候，我们有一个倾向，就是我们会很注意那些我们认为实在是很糟糕、很坏的罪。
Like sexual immorality.
比方说奸淫。
Impurity and debauchery.
污秽、邪荡。
Idolatry and witchcraft.
拜偶像，邪术
，or drunkenness，
醉酒
，or orgies，
荒宴
，and it's a tendency to focus on these so-called really bad sins, and then we tend to overlook or to brush aside those sins that we feel are not really that bad, which are basically the eight that are in the middle of this list.
我们有一个倾向，就是我们特别注意那些我们认为是极端严重的罪，我们认为其他的是小事，特别是中间的八样。
And yet, every single one of these sins can keep a person who does not have Jesus out of the kingdom of God.
但是圣经上告诉我们，这其中任何一样罪都可以让我们不能承受神的国。
And for the believer, these are sins that cannot be the pattern of our life.
对一个信徒而言，我们不能让这其中的任何一种罪在我们的生活、生命当中变成习以为常。
And this list that we see here in Galatians 5 is in contrast to the next list in verses 22 and 23, which is the fruit of the Spirit.
我们刚才所看的这 几样的罪跟22节开始圣灵所结的果子成了很强烈的对比。
Verse 22 and 23 says, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止。
What does it mean, against such things, there is no law?
那么没有律法禁止是什么意思呢?
The law of God is usually used to restrict us from doing something that is bad.
神的律法是禁止我们做坏事。
And the law of God is given against and to restrict us from the sins that we just saw in the previous list.
神之所以把他的律法给我们，是禁止或阻止，不让我们做我们刚才所看到的那些罪。
But against this list of virtues, the fruit of the Spirit, there is no law. There are no restrictions.
那么相反的，圣灵所结的那些果子，没有律法禁止。
We are encouraged by God, and God desires for us to express these virtues in our lives, however much we want, the more the better.
神在这儿是鼓励我们，尽量的把这些好的这些美好的品德在我们的生活中、生命中能够表现出来，越多越好。
And these virtues are manifested whenever we are living by the Spirit instead of by the flesh.
每当我们顺着圣灵而行的时候，那么圣灵所结的这些果子就会表现出来。
I want to look now at the question, practically, how can we live by the Spirit?
那么我们现在来看看具体的来说，我们怎么样能够在我们的生活中实践出来靠圣灵而行呢？
The first thing that we need to realize is that the Holy Spirit always...uses God's word or brings God's word to our mind as we face the different decisions and temptations of and circumstances and temptations of life.
首先我们要了解的就是圣灵常常用神的话，就是真理来提醒我们，教导我们，特别是我们遇到试探的时候。
He will never tell us to do anything that is against God's will.
圣灵让我们所做的一定是符合神的教训、神的话的。
And God's will always be according to God's word.
神的旨意一定是跟他所说的话相符的。
God's word is God's truth.
神的话就是神的真理。
Jesus said of God's word in John 17:17, Your word is truth.
耶稣在约翰福音十七章十七节说：“你的话就是真理。”
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
我们看希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10 verses 14 to 17.
希伯来书第十章第十四节到第十五节。
It says, "Because by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those." Who are being made holy. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. First, he says, This is the covenant I will make with them after that time, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds. And this is by way of the Holy Spirit, okay? Then he adds, Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more.
希伯来书第十章第十三节、第十四节，因为他一次献祭， 便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。圣灵也对我们做见证，因为他既已说过，主说，那些日子以后，我与他们所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法写在他们心上，又要放在他们的里面。以后就说，我不再纪念他们的罪，前也和他们的过犯。
By the one and final sacrifice of Jesus on the cross for our sins.
主耶稣基督在十字架上，只是一次受洗，但是这受死，但是这一次也是最终决定性的一次。
All of our sins have been forgiven for those who believe in him.
因着他在十字架上那一次的死，我们所有的罪都被饶恕了。
And in God's view, as we see in verse 14, we have already been made perfect.
从神的角度来看，我们已经变得永远完全了。
He remembers our sins and lawless acts no more.
他不再纪念我们种种的罪，恶跟过犯。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为世上所有的人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
But when we have Jesus, we no longer fall short of the glory of God.
但是我们一旦有了主耶稣，我们就不再会亏缺神的荣耀。
But the truth is that practically we still sin.
但是事情的真相是在从具体的实际的角度来看，我们还生活在罪中。
And God is still changing us.Conforming us to the image of his son.
我们还不时的在犯罪，那么神在这个过程当中，神用他的圣灵帮助我们，让我们越来越像主耶稣基督。
This is what it means in verse 14, where it says that even though we are already perfect, we are being made holy.
这就是为什么十四节说我们是被被变得永远完全。
God is sanctifying us.
神让我们成圣。
The process by which God makes us more and more like Jesus.
那么成圣以后，这是一个过程，神让我们越来越像耶稣基督。
So if God is presently making us holy,
所以如果神借着主耶稣基督让我们永远完全。
Then it is important, brothers and sisters, that we are living holy lives rather than unholy lives, so that we are not working against God.
那么我们就应该知道，我们必须过一个名副其实的圣洁的生活，不要不要消灭圣灵的带领。
And it is the Holy Spirit that testifies to God's word as true.And continues to bring God's word into our heart and mind, as it says in Hebrews 10:16.
圣灵也对我们做见证，见证神所说的是对的，而且继续不断的用神所说的话、神的真理来塑造我们。
So that we know how to live holy lives.
以至于我们会知道如何顺着圣灵而行，过一个圣洁的生活。
The second thing that we need to realize about living by the Spirit,
顺着圣灵而行的第二件我们该注意的事情是
is that the primary role of the Holy Spirit is to testify or to bear witness to Jesus.
圣灵主要的角色就是见证主耶稣基督。
For someone who is not yet a believer,
那些还不是信主的人
the role of the Holy Spirit is to convict that person that he or she is a sinner in need of a savior.
圣灵的功能就是让那些人知道他们是罪人，他们需要救主。
That they are guilty before a holy God.
他们在神的一位圣洁的神的面前站立不住。
And that without Jesus, they will face the consequences of their sins in the future judgment of God.
如果没有主耶稣基督, 那么他们将来 会必须在神的面前接受审判。
And this is what Jesus meant in John chapter 16, verse 8.
这就是主耶稣基督的意思。他在约翰福音第十六章第八节这么说。
Where Jesus says, when he comes, meaning the Holy Spirit, after Jesus went back to heaven, when he comes, it says, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment.
约翰福音第十六章第八节主耶稣说他回到天上以后他会差遣圣灵来他既来了就要叫世人为罪为义为审判自己责备自己。
But to someone who is a believer, who believes in Jesus,
那么对一位已经接受耶稣基督的人来说
the Holy Spirit also testifies to us and bears witness to us of Jesus.
圣灵也对我们做见证见证耶稣基督。
He brings to our mind the life of Jesus, how he lived.
他让我们知道耶稣是怎么活的怎么过生活的
the words of Jesus, his teachings.
主耶稣基督对我们教导过什么他说过什么话
As well as bringing to our mind and helping to understand the significance, the truth, and the preciousness of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross for our sins.
圣灵也让我们提醒我们而且让我们明白主耶稣基督的救赎他的意义以及他在十字架上的受死是何等的宝贵。
In John 15:26, Jesus said of the Spirit, about the Spirit, he will testify about me.
主耶稣在约翰福音第十五章第二十六节说圣灵会为我做见证。
But then he goes on to say to the believers in verse 27, and you also must testify, meaning about Jesus.
但是接着主耶稣也对他的门徒说你们也要为我做见证。
Someone who is not yet a believer is not able to really understand how precious the sacrifice of Jesus was on the cross.
一个人若还没有接受主耶稣基督，他很难理解主耶稣在十字架上的受死对我们是何等的宝贵。
That's why it says in 1 Corinthians 1:18 that for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
这就是哥林多前书第一章第十八节那句话的意思，哥林多前书第一章第十八节，因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却神的大能。
To the believer, we know that the cross is the basis of our salvation.
对信徒而言，我们知道十字架是我们信仰的根基，是救赎的基础。
And in the life of a true believer,
一位真信徒的生活中
that person desires to willingly submit to the Holy Spirit's convictions, promptings, and reminders of God's word, from God's word.
一位真信徒会很心甘乐意的接受圣灵的掌管顺从圣灵的感动而行让圣灵控制他的生活
in order that we might be more obedient to Jesus.
信徒这位真信徒之所以这么愿意是因为他盼望他能够借着顺服他能够越来越像主耶稣。
So living by the Spirit is what we should be doing regularly.
所以顺着圣灵而行是我们应该是我们生活上一贯的一个原则跟举动。
You know, but what keeps us from doing that?
但是为什么我们有的时候做不出来呢？
What keeps us from often feeding that old sinful nature more than we feed the new nature?
为什么常常我们所谓的喂食喂养我们的老我多于喂养我们神给我们的真的新的性情呢？
And this brings us to the third point that we need to remember about living by the Spirit.
我们现在就要谈第三点，靠顺着圣灵而行，我们该明白的第三点。
Which is that there may be a problem with our sensitivity to the Holy Spirit's promptings in our life.
这就是可能我们对圣灵给我们的感动，我们不够敏感。
In other words, it's difficult for us to hear what the Spirit is telling us about God's word.
换句话说，圣灵对我们说话的时候，我们听不见。
So this lack of sensitivity or hardness of hearing of the Holy Spirit could be due to a lack of knowledge of God's word.
所以这样的对圣灵的感动不敏感，或者对圣灵所说的话，听不见，这可能是因为我们对神的真理、神的话认识的不够。
You know, it is difficult for the Holy Spirit to bring to our minds the commands and the wills of the will of God, and the teachings of Jesus when we don't even know what the Word of God says.
如果我们根本不知道神对我们说些什么关于他的命令，关于他的旨意，关于他的教导，如果我们根本不知道，那么圣灵很难对我们说话，很难感动我们。
And this is why we need to know and study the word.
这就是为什么我们需要读经。
And this lack of sensitivity could also be due to unconfessed or unrepentant sin in our lives, or when we treat sin too lightly in our lives.
我们对圣灵的感动不够敏感的另外一个可能的原因是我们生命之中有些罪我们没有认清楚。
And therefore, as the Bible describes it, our consciences become seared or calloused, as if the skin, as you touch it, is very sensitive, but if you brand it and put a hot iron on it, it forms a thick coating of skin, and you touch it, and you don't feel it any longer or feel it less. Our consciences can also become calloused to the Holy Spirit by sin in our lives, repeatedly, unrepentant sin.
这就是圣经上所警告我们的。如果我们一而再、再而三地犯某种罪，而且我们在神的面前没有把我们的罪认完全、认清楚，那么就像被烙铁烙惯了的良心，就像皮肤被烙铁烙惯了，它就麻木了，它就不够对对这种感觉不够敏锐了。
In 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2, Paul describes unbelievers and he describes them as people whose consciences have been seared as with a hot iron.
提摩太前书第四章第二节，保罗就用这么一个比喻。这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般。
And a believer's conscience can also become seared or calloused.
一位信徒他的良心也可能也有这个可能被热铁烙惯了，变成麻木。
And usually coupled with a seared or calloused conscience is an unwillingness to submit to the Holy Spirit in our lives. This is what the Bible refers to as resisting the Holy Spirit.
当一个人的良心被烙铁，像被烙铁烙惯了一般，那么接着伴随着而来的一个结果，就是他不愿意顺从圣灵的感动。
God has given each person a conscience, a basic sense of what is right and what is wrong.
神给每一个人一个良心，这个良心给我们一个基本的有关是非对错的观念。
The Bible tells us in Romans 2 that God has placed a sense of his word within every person.
罗马书第二章告诉我们，神把在放在每一个人的心中有一个对他的话语有一个基本的向往，基本的认识。
And even people who do not have the word of God, physically have the word of God, the Bible says that they have the word of God written on their hearts. So they have a basic sense of what they should do and what they should not do.
即使是一个人他没有读过圣经，他不认识神的话，但是神 也已经把他的话放在他的心中，让他有一个很基本的概念。
And they have a conscience that God has given them to have a basics to have a sense of a basic sense of right and wrong. It says in Romans 2:15, their consciences also bearing witness and their thoughts now accusing, now even defending them.Because they have this, the word of God that was written within their hearts, this sense of God's word, even though they may not physically have a copy of God's word.
罗马书第二章告诉我们，即使是那些不明白、没听过神的话的人，他的良心也见证神的真理。这是在罗马书第二章
十五节，
第十五节这么说。这是显出律法的功用，刻在他们的心里，他们是非之心同作见证。
But when a person truly receives Jesus as their Savior and Lord, their conscience becomes much more sensitive, becomes heightened, like that example I gave you of that college student.
但是一个人接受了主耶稣基督以后。圣灵进入他的心，这个圣灵让他对是非对错更敏感，更有强烈的感觉，就像我刚才提到的那位要上大学的年轻人一样。
But what we need to be careful about is that the Bible tells us though that even in a true believer's life, the Holy Spirit can be resisted.
但是圣经也警告我们，即使是一个真正信耶稣基督的人，他的良心也可能圣灵的感动也可能被消灭。
In Acts chapter 7 verse 51, in speaking to those who were not believers, the Jewish leaders.
在使徒行传第七章第五十一节。谈到那些不信耶稣的领袖。
They were rebuked as always resisting the Holy Spirit.
这些不信耶稣的领袖们，他们常时抗拒圣灵。
They refused to submit to the authority of God in their lives.
他们不愿意把他们的生命交给神来掌管。
And whenever we as believers refuse to submit to God's authority in our lives, we are also resisting the Holy Spirit.
我们信主的，如果我们抗拒，我们不听神的话，不顺从他的旨意而行，那么我们就是在抗拒圣灵。
And the Bible uses another word to describe resisting the Holy Spirit, in which is the word to quench or to suppress or put out a fire.
圣经用另外一个字眼来描写抗拒圣灵，就是压制或者消灭，或者就像水把火浇熄了一样，用这些字眼来描写抗拒圣灵。
This is a command that we see in 1 Thessalonians 5:19, where it says, "Do not put out the Spirit's fire, or do not quench the Spirit."
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十九节，告诫我们不要消灭圣灵的感动。换句话说，不要浇熄，用水浇熄圣灵的火。
It is the Holy Spirit that gives a believer passion in their spiritual life.
圣灵给一个信徒对神的对神的热情。
But passion for the Lord is not just emotions.
但是对神的这种强烈的感情或热情不是所谓的普通的情感。
A believer who is not that expressive in his or her emotions can be just as passionate about God as someone who is very expressive in their emotions about God.
一种信徒，他可能在生活上很让别人很明显的看见他对神有热情。另一种人，他可能表面上 不表现出这种热情，但是这并不代表他没有像第一类的信徒那样的对神的热情。
But passion for the Lord is not just shown in emotions. First and foremost, it is shown in actions, in obedience, in service.
对神的热情不是最重要的，不是表现在情感上，乃是表现在实际的行动上，包括顺从圣灵的感动而行等等。
If passion for the Lord is not manifested in these ways, then it is merely emotions, it is merely lip service.
如果一个人对神的热情没有表现在他顺从神的话神的旨意而行，没有表现在服侍神上，那么他对神的所谓的热情只不过停留在情感或感情的层次。
A true believer is not just a fan of Jesus, someone who just supports him and just emotionally supporting.
一个真正的信徒不就是普通的像球迷或戏迷一样只是赞美或仰慕或甚至狂热的崇拜神，最重要的是他必须在生活中把神的道实践出来。
But a true believer is a follower of Jesus.
一个真正的信徒，他是一个跟随者。
And before we close, I want to look at what are some ways that we can quench or suppress the Holy Spirit in our lives.
在结束以前，我们来看看有些什么事情我们需要很需要警醒的，因为这些事情就是我们在消灭圣灵的感动。
From the moment that we wake up in the morning,
我们一早醒来，
we are faced with decisions.
我们就面对着很多的决定。
The Holy Spirit begins placing before us in that day the choices to obey God or to obey our sinful nature.
圣灵就给了我们一个挑战，让我们做出决定，到底我们要顺服神呢，或者是顺服我们的老我的罪性。
And this continues throughout the day.
那么从早到晚，我们都一直生活在这种必须做决定的过程中。
To obey God and deny self or to gratify self.
到底我们要顺服神服从他的心意舍弃自己，或者我们要满足我们老我的的要求。
To feed that old sin nature or to feed the new nature.
我们到底要喂食喂养我们的老我的性情，或者是喂养我们的新的从神那儿来的性情。
To live by the Spirit or to live according to the flesh.
我们到底要靠圣灵而行。而行还是要靠肉体的邪情私欲而行。
And just let me share what I'm going to share with you is just a few examples of how what the prompting of the Holy Spirit might sound like or might be like.
我现在要跟各位分享的就是圣灵的感动大概是怎么一回事。
It always, whatever the Holy Spirit reminds us and tells us is always according to God's word.
圣灵在不管什么时候，当他提醒我们做某些事情或者教导我们的时候，他一定是跟神的话、神的真道是相符的。
I have a list here of 21 things, but I'm not going to give you that list.
我在这个单子上列出了21项，但是我不会把这21条都告诉都跟你们说。
Many of these I have experienced in my own life.
这其中有很多是我个人亲身的经历。
Should I begin this day with God or rush into it by my own strength?
今天我要怎么过呢？我要一开始就靠神而过今天，或者是我靠我自己的力量。
Is it right for you to talk to your parents or your spouse in that disrespectful tone of voice?
我对我的父母或者对我的配偶用一种很不客气的话说话，对，这对不对？
Should I react with impatience and anger over a motorist? Another motorist?
我在开车的时候，我对另外一个开车的人，我是不是显得很不耐烦，或者甚至生气
？Recently, on a Sunday morning, I was on my way to church, and I was kind of anxious, and I was at a red light, and the light turned green, and the motorist just stayed there. It didn't move.
最近有一个星期天的早上，我急着要去教堂，那么就在一个十字路口。那个红灯变成绿灯的时候，前面有一辆车，他还是在那儿不动。
And finally, he took off. He got to the. I followed him. Got to the second red light. The light turned green. It stayed there again. It didn't move.
最后他终于开走了，我就跟在他的后面。到了第二个十字路口，红灯有红灯，然后绿灯亮了，他还是不走。
All I needed to do was just boop.That's all I needed to do.
我只要对他按下喇叭就行了。
Instead, beep 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 beep.
但是我所做的就是刚才那个样子。
I saw him look at me in the rearview mirror and then slowly take off.
我看见他从那个后视镜里看着我，然后他慢慢的又慢慢的开走了。
And it was at that moment that the Holy Spirit convicted me.
在那一刻，圣灵责备我。
Is it right for you to do this? Is it right for you to be this impatient towards this person?
你这样子不耐烦的对另外一个人，这对吗
？And it was at that very moment I confessed my sin before the Lord and asked Him to forgive me.
在那一刻，我马上在神的面前认罪。
Someone shared with me. He said that you know it's a good thing that that person wasn't a member of your church.
所以有一个人就跟我说你很幸运，那个开车的人不是教会里头的一个人认识你。
So should you be watching this TV show, this movie, or what you're doing on the internet?
我该不该看这个电视节目，看这样的电影，或者是上网看这样的东西呢？
Is it right for you to have this despising or prejudiced attitude toward this person?
你对某某，我对某某人有一种轻视，看不起的态度，这样对吗？
Is it right for you to think these types of thoughts about that person of the opposite sex?
我对一个异性有这样一个念头，对不对？对吗？
Should I be looking? Should you be looking at that other person's paper or test?
你考试或者是写文章的时候，我该偷看别人的考试，或偷抄别人的论文吗
？Or maybe go talk to that person about Jesus.
或者我应该到那个人的面前，把耶稣介绍给他。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit will do that, will prompt you to talk to someone about Jesus, like Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch.
有的时候圣灵会提醒我们，会感动我们，要我们向某一个人传福音，就像圣经里头腓力跟那个埃提阿伯太监的故事。
Just real quickly, recently there were two people that I was prompted to talk to them about Jesus.
最近圣灵感动我，让我对一些人传福音。
To be honest, I wasn't comfortable with it. To be honest, I didn't really feel like it. The main reason is because I had to talk to them in Chinese.
说句老实话，我自己不想这么做。我也觉得不自在，因为我跟那两个人传福音，我得用中文。
But to make a long story short, even though I wasn't comfortable, I felt I should do that, and I just went ahead and started talking to them.
长话短说，虽然我觉得不自在，因为我得用中文，但是我还是顺服了圣灵的感动，我跟那些人传福音。
And amazingly, in both cases, God had already prepared their hearts.
让我惊讶的是，其实神已经预备好了他们的心。
And one, when I shared the gospel with them in Chinese, I knew, no, I'm not good at this in Chinese, but the person said, this is the clearest explanation that I have ever heard anyone share with me before. I said, that's God. That is God.
我跟其中一个人用中文传福音，我知道我的中文不是不好，但是那个人的反应是我所听过的 这个传福音里头，你的解释是最清楚了。我说这都是神的工作。
And the other person said, you know, it was like my heart was already prepared. It was just like I needed someone to throw a match on it, and that's what always needed.
另外一个人的反应就是，我觉得我已经预备好了，我就是需要一个外力来推我一把。让我能够接受主耶稣。
And by God's grace, both of them just willingly received the gospel.
神的恩典，让这两个人很乐意的，很心甘情愿的接受了主。
There are many other things that I could tell you that are promptings of the Holy Spirit in our lives. If you're a true believer, you know what I mean.
还有很多其他的圣灵的感动的例子。如果你是真信徒的话，那么你应该能够明白我的意思。
And it's easy for us to rationalize and to tell ourselves, oh, these are just little sins, and if we don't do it, it's not that big of a deal.
我们很容易把某些事情合理化。我们自己告诉自己，这只是小事情。如果我不做，或者我做了，也没什么。
But the Bible tells us in Solomon 2:15 that it is those little foxes that ruin the vineyards.
但是圣经在雅各书告诉我们第二章第十五节这些所谓的小事就像狐狸一样。
And it's not just one, but one, two, three, four, five, all these little foxes that come to pluck out the fruit of the vineyard. It is these little foxes that ruin the vineyards.
不只是一只小狐狸，有一个、两个、三个，那么这一群小狐狸就把葡萄园给毁了。
So and these little sins, so-called little sins in our lives that don't seem to matter too much, these are the things that can really affect our and begin that downward slide that affect our relationship with the Lord.
是这些我们所认为的小事。没有不太重要的小事，这些小事足以让我们的灵命下滑。
So in verse 25, in closing, it says, "Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit." Galatians 5.
我们再回到加拉太书第五章，最后说
25, yeah.
第二十五节。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
Do you belong to Jesus today?
你属于主耶稣吗？
Then you are a new creation with a new nature.
那么如果你是属于他的，那么你应该那么你就是一个新造的人，你有从神那儿来的新的性情。
You must live as a new creation.
那么你的行事为人就应该像个新造的人那样。
But in order to do so, you need to live by the Spirit that He has placed within you.
如果你真是想作为一个名副其实的新造的人，那么唯一的办法就是顺着内住的圣灵而行。
It is a step-by-step process that goes on daily, weekly, monthly, never by our own strength.But only by the help of Jesus.
这个成圣的道路是一个过程，是一步一步的，一天，一个星期，一个月，一年，这样子一步一步的走下去的。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们为你赐给我们的话语献上感谢。
Father, we thank you so much for Jesus.
我们谢谢你赐给我们主耶稣基督。
It is only because of Him, Lord, that we can have a relationship with you.
唯有靠着他，我们才可以跟你建立关系。
Lord, it is only because of Him that we now have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us.
也只有因为主耶稣基督的缘故，我们才有圣灵居住在我们的心中。
And Lord, the Holy Spirit that you have placed within us not only moves us,To love you.
你放在我们心中的圣灵，不但感动我们爱你。
But Lord, your Holy Spirit also moves us to obey you.
你放在我们心中的圣灵，也感动我们要顺服你的旨意而行。
And Father, obeying you is the best way to show you that we love you.
主，我们知道，我们若爱你，就要遵行你的命令。
Lord, by your grace, you are making us holy.
借着你的恩典，你让我们成为圣洁。
Oh, give us more grace, Lord, to live by your Spirit.
也求主赐下更多的恩典，让我们能够顺着圣灵而行。
To keep in step with the Spirit.
让我们能够不落在圣灵的感动的后面，让我们紧紧的跟随着他。
So that Lord, that we are becoming more quickly, Lord, more completely, more and more like Jesus.
盼望因此我们能够更完全的，更越来越像主耶稣。
And Father, we are not working against you.
也因此我们才能够不违抗抗拒你。
Lord, give us a submissive heart towards you.
求主赐下一颗顺服的心。
Oh Lord, increase our sensitivity to your Spirit's moving and working in our lives.
求主增强我们对圣灵的感动的敏感的程度。
And help us to be faithful servants.
也帮助我们做一个忠心的仆人。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.